The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning. You have tuned in to Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is a local real estate agent that happens to be running for mayor, Mr. David Pruse.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good morning. And if you'd want to join in on the conversation, the number to call is 458-8255, and that's 458-TALK. So, with that, Mr. Pruse.
Well, it's interesting that I'm here, and it's interesting that you're here today, you know. The show must go on.
Yes.
Now, Fairbanks, we were supposed to have on Craig Compo as the guest host and Bobby Wilkin with Oktoberfest from the Hoodoo Brewery.
Yeah.
So, last night about 9 o'clock, I get a call from Craig, and he can't make it. So I'm making arrangements for Glenner to come in.
Yeah.
And this morning about 9:45, I get a text from Bobby. And he's got a race tomorrow that they're sponsoring and doing, so he can't make it. So it's like, oh, my God. So I quickly gave Mike Prox a call and said, can you make it? And he said, yes. And then I gave Glenner a call and said, well, you know, we're not serving beer for you. He goes, okay, I don't need to be there. So we got the B team.
We've got the B team. The junior varsity team is not
I know. But the show must go on.
The show must go on.
So anyway, so I really hadn't anticipated being on the show at all.
Mm-hmm.
My philosophy was, unless I can get everyone on, and I'm not going to be on as a candidate. Yes, I've you know, been behind that mic, I think, twice, not saying who I am, what I am,
no,
because,
sorry.
You know, yourself or so, you know, the show must go on.
The show must go on.
And so what I found is finding people to operate the board always is your most difficult task. So I so appreciate your availability on being able to operate the board.
Always fun. Yes. And we're getting good at the board.
Finally. Yes. But yes, I'm running for mayor. And I must say, first off, it's been a very humbling experience, something I never expected.
Right.
Just the outpouring of people's endorsements, you know, everything that I do, it's been so well received, it seems like. And, you know, I've knocked on about 1,200 doors, and every time I go knocking on doors, a couple times someone answers the door that tells me unique stories about myself or my parents or the family history.
Yes. Yep.
Or, you know, how I did something in third grade that was so funny.
Right.
Or, I didn't mean to be bad to you when you were my babysitter.
Right, yeah.
You know, things like that. Yeah. So it's just been an overall very humbling experience.
Yes. Yeah, well, good. It is fun to get out and talk to people and have an opportunity for a little bit of a conversation at any rate. And of course, that'll change if you get in office. Then all the calls are complaints. But
well, I'm starting to get a few of those. they're prepping me.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Warming you up.
Something about the way they put asphalt in Island Homes, and now we have lots of mini speed bumps versus they should have been using tar for the crack. So, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other, yeah, well, I'll complain, speed humps. Actually, I've gotten used to driving.
Hey, am I the mayor?
Well, I got a complaint. I just have to complain.
It's okay.
The way I
go ahead.
Air in my lungs, you know. But I would think that that adds a significant challenge for snow removal, which is another problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snow removal in Fairbanks. It's interesting. What I started bringing up 2 months ago, this seems to be the theme now. Snow removal, the third ambulance, how you get there. And so, you know, in my campaign, these were the things that always irritated me, that always got me. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, I'm running for mayor. If I'm mayor, I get to work my side of the equation, what I think should be done and how to do it, and yep. Snow plowing. Mm-hmm. Last year was, you know, we've had in the last 4 years, we've had three abysmal snow plowing capability years. Mm-hmm. Just bad. Mm-hmm. And last year, I live on dead end street, mm-hmm. and you know, we get dumped on. Then it goes to 40 below. Then right after Christmas, it rains, and we get dumped on again. And I'm in mid January, and they haven't plowed my street yet.
Right.
It's been a month.
Yep.
I said, that's it. So I gave a private snow plower a call, and he did my street, you know, for like $60. Hmm. And I gave him a $30 tip.
Yeah.
And I just sat out there, you know, on my sidewalk, you know, watching him do the whole street, mm-hmm. and watching him detail so the mailman can get into every box, mm-hmm. and every driveway was detailed. And I said, you know, David, you're running for mayor. If you're elected mayor, you are going to go out and get private contractor bids for backup, mm-hmm. because there's a difference between snow plowing and snow removal.
Right.
The city, they go out and do snow removal.
Right.
And, you know, guess what? Plow the streets, and while you're snow plowing, have the backup coming for snow removal. Mm-hmm. And do that. Now, there's certain subdivisions you cannot do with private contractors because the streets are so narrow and you probably don't know it.
Right.
Island Homes would be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have Hamilton Acres, Shannon Park, Riverview.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the streets open.
Right.
City, when it comes to the big snow, you knock out the main arterials and the downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that open. I work and I live downtown. And it gets me that, yeah. you know, sometimes it's 3 to 4 weeks before the downtown gets plowed.
Right.
And you got these great big humps. And, you know, you're a city council member, you're just going to get yelled at for it anyway, yet
yeah.
you don't have any overview of it. And if elected mayor, it'd be my fault.
Right.
And if it's not plowed correctly, I'm ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Good. No, it is interesting. I remember this being a problem clear back in high school. We used to work at the bakery and then
yeah.
walk to Lathrop, and that was a challenge. And then just the snow would pile up along the curbs and et cetera. And, yes, I think that it would be worthwhile to emphasize snow plowing a little more. And when I worked in Valdez, and this was like in 78, of course, Valdez has the advantage of the town was set up for removing snow because they get a lot of it.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you know, when you got to go over Thompson Pass to get yes. out of there, you're gonna learn how to snow plow.
Yeah, but it snowed one night, 24 or no. almost 5 feet in 24 hours. And if you could get to the road, you could get somewhere. The roads were always open. I just couldn't get there.
You know, the difference between Fairbanks and Valdez, the private snow plowing people who will come out and do your driveway,
right.
they have front-end loaders.
Yes.
We have blades, you know, yes. trucks with blades. No, they just go front-end loader.
Yep, that was funny. Well, we have... we're already up at a quarter after the hour, so we better take a break and go for a word from our sponsors. And we do have somebody on the phone. If you would please hold and stay with us, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
As a senior member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Lisa Murkowski fights and delivers for Alaska. Lisa's delivered historic investments to improve Alaska's infrastructure, securing billions for new roads, bridges, highways, ports, and ferries, and creating Alaska jobs. Lisa's endorsed by the AFL-CIO, Teamsters, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce because she's a champion for jobs and working families.
I'm Lisa Murkowski, and I'm honored to serve Alaska. Cutting through gridlock and reaching across party lines to deliver real results is what I do for you. I led the fight to enact the bipartisan infrastructure law, making historic investments in our roads, bridges, ports, and ferries. We're expanding water and sanitation, clean energy, and rural broadband. And I'm proud to have secured billions for our military bases and defense jobs. I'm for Alaska, always.
Lisa Murkowski, improving Alaska's infrastructure, fighting for Alaska jobs.
I'm Lisa Murkowski. I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Lisa Murkowski for U.S. Senate.
Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at White Spruce Medical.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around. Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs around 51, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows around 36. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. With me in the studio is David Pruse, who's running for city mayor. And if you'd like to participate in the program, the number to call is 458-8255. And I wasn't paying close enough attention. We got a quick call. But if you want to, the fellow that called in just before the break, if you'd want to try again, we'll see if we can get to you.
You know, it's interesting. Everyone's talking about the number of ambulances we have. Mm-hmm. And it should have never gone back to two. It did not need to do that. Mm-hmm. And it can go back to three. Without an increase in staff, without an increase of hiring more ambulance drivers. Mm-hmm. In 2019, myself and Jerry Clayworth worked very, very hard of getting the apparatus manning provisions off this collective bargaining agreement. And the way I look at an agreement like that was the union directing management, how we're going to staff. Right. And I'm as opposed to that. Management. Yep. Decides how they're going to staff, and you hire the people, and you staff it very well.
Yep.
So they dropped that provision in the 2021 contract.
Oh.
And I wasn't on there, neither was Jerry.
Right.
And they purposely pushed it through, because Jerry would have saw through it and not allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it as old business the night he was installed in 2021.
Oh, goodness.
The last thing that they did.
Yeah. We have a phone call.
So okay.
Better take this phone call.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, very good. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
This is Al.
Al, what's on your mind?
I got a question for the elected mayor.
I hope it's a tough one.
Well, it's one that's kind of bothered me for a few years. I was wondering if he would consider bringing to the assembly to...
I'm city council.
...the 5-cent fuel tax on gasoline, which only targets a certain portion of the population using gasoline and not everybody.
Yes, I will. That was enacted by my opponent, 5 cents per gallon throughput fee. It's not a fuel tax because when it's first thought of in 2019,
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. When it's first thought of in 2019, Jerry Clearworth was looking at it, and you have to put a tax before the voters. It has to be approved. The last tax that was approved was the marijuana tax. So Valerie took it in 2020 to raise revenue. We had just given out these very nice raises to the people of the public works and how to pay for it. So she goes, we'll call this a throughput fee and not a tax. Therefore, we don't have to put it out for the public. And I voted against it and said, you should never disguise a tax without the public input. And anyway, it passed on a 42 basis. Myself and Jerry Clearworth voted against it, and we've had it since, and it has to be removed by ordinance, and I will be, if elected, I will be submitting that to remove that by ordinance. Mm-hmm. It should never, my philosophy is on any tax, you follow the charter of the city of Fairbanks, and the charter says that it must be approved by the voters.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Right. Yeah.
Well, another point on that I learned a few years ago is that a fee is only supposed to cover the cost of providing whatever service, or like a license application fee. It would be incorrect to charge more than is required to process the license for the fee.
This is what happened, actually. And, I talked to a lot of the retailers. What this fee does is the fee is charged to the wholesalers, that distribute it.
Yep.
So the city, all the people in the city, have to raise their gas by a nickel a gallon.
Right.
So everyone in the borough does the same thing, but they don't have to pay the tax.
Right.
So it had a cumulative effect of this sweeping the borough when it didn't need to happen.
Right. Yep. That's the disadvantage of sales taxes and fees.
But the Everett family got the benefit from that.
Yes, they did. Hey, they endorsed me.
But there's a lot of people that appreciate the fact that they sell fuel oil.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They don't pay the transportation tax.
Right. Yeah.
So it's very good. It's very good. But going back to the second and third ambulance, what you have to do now is have the union agree to drop the apparatus manning staffing provision because it's in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the contract till 2024.
Mm.
It's there. Yeah. So they're the ones who, they put it in. My opponent voted for it. And here's the details about, everyone always looks at the hourly wage of people. You also have to read the contract because it directs how you're going to staff and man.
Right.
And therefore, it drives up the price by requiring more staffing, more manning.
Yep.
And that's what happened here. Yep. So to get the third ambulance back, you have to hire 4 new ambulance drivers.
Hmm.
And we have over 22.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 to an ambulance. So we have enough for 7 crews. And we can't even put 2 out there right now.
Yeah.
So it's things like that that you say to yourself, who's going to perish because of this?
Right.
Because we don't have a third ambulance going out there.
Yeah. It becomes very real.
Yeah, very problematic, yeah.
The service is primarily ambulance now as opposed to fire response.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. I was reading reports from the previous fire chief, Todd, and he wrote this report that says, when they had the third ambulance, we're fine. The third ambulance is the magic number. Our stacked calls is down. Everything's going great. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Boom. 2021, new CBA comes in. Can't do that. They took the power of assigning who's in what vehicle away from the chief and put it to the union. That's what that did.
Yeah.
And so you don't need to hire, you don't need to have 27 ambulance drivers, paramedics, or EMTs to operate 3 ambulances.
Right.
There's 14 to 15 people per shift. There's 3 shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Shift goes for a minimum 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so on each shift, there's 14 to 15 people. You have minimum staffing of 11 person. So you have basically a 30% reserve on every shift, mm-hmm. and you have two reserve shifts per that's not operating.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
Do the numbers.
Yes. And why do you not have enough money left over to plow streets so the ambulance can get down the street?
Anyway.
Yes. Another phone call. Let's take that. We've got about 5 minutes before the break.
Certainly.
Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kelly. How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Good. Hey, so first of all, Dave, I want to thank you for helping me out with the drug house issue I had.
Boy, you live right across the street from that. Oh, Kelly, man. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, that was, it was a huge group effort.
It was. Thank you for the police. Thank you, too.
Absolutely.
And thank you to Mike Sanders.
Yeah, everyone that was involved. And Lisa Garcia.
Yeah.
She was huge. She helped, too. So my question to you, and I know that, things are limited and everything, but I want to know what kind of plan everyone has as far as tackling our drug issue we have here in our city and as far as, the catch and release and all that. Is that more at a legislative?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But here's the thing. Every legislator that comes to Fairbanks meets me because they want to be on this show. I use this show on behalf of Fairbanks.
Right.
I meet with the governor and say, look, we have to put some teeth into the crime bill where our police feel better about arresting someone because they know they're going to stick. They know they're going to stay. Now you have a better budget. You have more people in the district attorney's office to prosecute these crimes. Don't tell me that it's because we have overstaffed, overcrowded prisons or jails. This is jail time until they get convicted. This is like catch and release. You have a turnstile, and the only thing it does is gives incentive for criminals to create crimes.
Absolutely.
And not have a price. And so it's sort of like multifaceted, but it has to start, say, with me and you on a local basis with Mike Prox sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the issue. Write legislation on a crime bill with the governor. Now, the governor was one of the few people who voted against SB 91. He said, no, this isn't going to work. So he knows this. So if he has an appropriate legislature, you can get more teeth into it.
Right.
So anyway, that's my thought. And yes, I'm going to work on that because, hey, someone at my house, they went and tagged my car with spray paint,
right.
two Mondays ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right in front of the, at my house in the night. So, hey, I've been a victim. I've been a victim of crime, too.
I had another guy casing up and down my street the other day. And, the cops came because, they come. And, some of these people, they can't take in because they're already labeled schizophrenic and there's nothing they can do with them.
Right. Yeah, they have to be, they literally have to say, yes, take me to the fourth floor.
Yep.
You have a great morning, Kelly. Great talking to you.
Yep. I'm hearing the music, and that means the satellites coming overhead is going to take over the programs. We'll stand by. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll get some national news and some local weather and some messages from our sponsors. Please stay with us.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Hurricane Ian has now made landfall on the South Carolina coast, bringing high winds, life-threatening storm surge, and flooding. State regulatory official Nanette Edwards says nearly 70,000 are already without power.
Those outage numbers will climb.
In Florida, more than 2 million remain without power after Ian hit.
They are working 24/7 to be able to restore power all throughout the state of Florida, and that's over 42,000 linemen and associated personnel that are on the ground.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The Democrat-led House today passing a short-term spending bill which will fund the federal government through mid-December and will provide another infusion of military and economic aid to Ukraine. The move averts a partial government shutdown that was set to begin after midnight. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that protesters gathered outside of the Anchorage Police Department headquarters Thursday evening to protest the delays of body cameras for Anchorage police officers and to spread awareness of the need for the cameras. In 2021, Anchorage voters approved a property tax levy to purchase body cameras for the Anchorage Police Department. That tax revenue was projected to raise $1.84 million annually. However, over 18 months later, Anchorage residents say they are still left with questions and a police department without cameras. According to the Anchorage Police Department Employees Association, the delays are due to a disagreement between APD Command and the Municipality of Anchorage over pre-statement reviews for officers. Essentially, the policy outlines certain instances when an officer cannot review their body-worn camera footage, and we disagree with what the municipality's stance is. We think the officers should always be able to review them, said APDEA President Jeremy Conklin. That disagreement has caused a pause in moving forward with the cameras. Now the process is moving into arbitration. The arbitration is tentatively set to start in the early part of 2023.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Aaron Gibson here. I'm running for re-election to the Fairbanks City Council. It's been a great 3 years using fiscally conservative principles to solve problems that our city faces. I voted for changes to our road maintenance program, reducing response time, addressing problems, and increasing money spent on snow removal, while keeping a balanced budget. Fought for police bonuses and incentives, guaranteeing we have officers on the streets. With your support, I'll continue this work for 3 more years as your representative on the Fairbanks City Council. Vote for me on October 4th. Paid for by Gibson for Fairbanks, 309 Dunbar Avenue, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701.
So many projects, so little time. If you're having trouble finding the time to finish your fall project, stop by Denali Industrial Supply. They have the right tools and products to save you time, money, and make your projects a breeze. With brands like Milwaukee, Makita, DeWalt, and Skill, plus fasteners, hand tools, work lights, and much more. Denali Industrial Supply's knowledgeable sales staff puts an emphasis on customer service to get you out the door and back to what you need to do. Denali Industrial Supply, 1499 Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
Fairbanks, listen up. Independent Rental has everything you need to get this summer's project done quick and easy. This month's spotlight is on our Kubota skid steers, with the best rates in town at $275 per day. We have all sorts of attachments, including trenchers, augers, forks, along with our standard buckets. Reserve yours now. You can pick it up for yourself or we'll deliver. Please check us out on Facebook and enter to win a variety of prizes in our weekly contests. Independent Rental, 2020 South Cushman. We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Barbara Haney, and I'm running for Borough Assembly. I believe in property rights and freedom. I believe in market forces, not government mandates. Some in the Borough Assembly want to eliminate city government, and I will fight to protect home rule cities. I will support our nonprofits that make our community great and served us through the pandemic. I will work for the entire borough. On October 4th, vote for me, Barbara Haney, Borough Assembly. You can find me at Haney4FNSB.com.
Paid for by Haney for FNSB.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And with me is David Prus, and we're ready to continue the conversation about city issues.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting what Kelly brought up. How do you tackle this? And in 2018, I was on the city council, and I'm looking at everything. And we have a lobbyist. And I said, you know, what we should do is we should get a couple of us twice a month when he's in session, when the legislature's in session, have a conference call with him down there so he can tell us what bills are coming up, what's working. So we started having direct input with our lobbyist on what was happening. And the reason why I implemented this is because I always had my eye on this one thing, defined benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back. You know, For every dollar we pay someone, they get 22 cents in benefits. Out of that 22 cents, 8 cents of it goes to the past defined benefits that stopped in 2008.
Right. That's a huge burden.
And that's 14 years ago. We're still paying for them. They want to bring that back.
Yes.
And so totally against. I'm opposed to that, we'll say.
Yes. And
but that's what a legislative group at the city does.
Yes, and explain it from the viewpoint of the government, and more importantly, getting the interior delegation together. And
yeah,
we should be on, as much as we can, the same page. There will, you know, if you have people like me, there's going to be disagreements.
I wasn't thinking of you. I was thinking other people. You know, but it gets interesting, and then you know, it's been a fun journey as a mayoral candidate, because I've been to 6 or 7 debates or forums, and been very positive, very positive about everything. It's in a very good way. I've just had nothing but great feedback from my discussions and questions and my treatment of my opponent at these. It's a lot of fun, very, very respectful. But I was at the League of Women Voters, and I about fell out of my chair when the presiding officer of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Mindy O'Neill, said two things. She wants us to become a Class 1 municipality,
right,
which would mean the elimination of the city of Fairbanks.
Yep.
And I was just like, don't you live in the city limits? I thought to myself, you know, she hasn't been here that long. She says 12 years. But, you know, that's, if you've been here for a generation, you understand the flavors of Fairbanks. Yeah. And this is why I love Fairbanks and the Fairbanks North Star Borough and why they're separate. You can have the amount of government you want. I have the most. I live near downtown Fairbanks. I have the police. I have ambulance. I pay for it. I pay for my trash. I get the most. If you want a little less, you can, and you still want to be in a dense neighborhood with paved streets, you know, go down College Road, go down Geist, University West, boom. They have ambulance service. They still have, but it's borough. If you want less and you want larger tracts of land, you have Esther, Farmers Loop, Salcha, Chino Hot Springs Road. What I like about the way our government is set up now is you have the best representative government for the population. The smaller, the closer a voter is to their local government, the better representation they have.
Yep. And that was deliberate in the Constitution. We have a phone call, though.
Okay.
Yes, so let's take the phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
Randy.
How you doing, sir? Good talking to you again.
Thank you. Yeah, I am very much against also what you mentioned about going to a first-class borough or going to a gigantic municipality like what they have in Anchorage. The reason is because if we had a first-class borough, they would have expanded powers. They would be able to pass on a borough-wide basis a sweeping anti-discrimination authoritative law that they tried to pass at the city level in 2019. In fact, it did pass 4-2, and your opponent, in fact, was one of the persons that voted for it. Luckily, a few days later, it was vetoed by the mayor, Mayor Jim Matherly, because he wanted to get, it was such a monumental thing, he wanted to give the people a chance to vote on it. But that's one reason why I'm against a first-class borough, and I'm also very much against the return of Ordinance 6093. That was the number at the time of this intrusive, burdensome, authoritative ordinance that they wanted to pass. And though that the focus at the time was on the some of the aspects of it was had to do with sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression, and anti-discrimination.
Yeah, let's give David a chance to
weigh
in on that.
Randy, here's something. You know, that's all good, but here's something else. You have to provide a police service to the entire borough, and that's problematic in itself for the city of Fairbanks. We've been down police officers for a decade now and recruiting. Now you're going to have to expand that. So therefore, I call this 30 mil Mindy. It's going to take about 30 mils of a real estate tax to pay for that expansion of both the police and the fire.
Right.
Because the fire, volunteer. You do have some paid people there.
Right.
They start at $12 an hour, and then after 8 hours, it's overtime. But, okay, now you're going to start them out at $38 an hour. And then after 12 hours, it's overtime.
Yeah.
That's what you're instituting. And we can't even institute, we can't even get the full ranks of police right now.
Right.
And we try every day. Yeah. And it's a nationwide basis with that.
You know, if I may comment also on that subject matter, to me, in my opinion, collective bargaining has cost this city millions of dollars since it was installed in 1983. Your opponent was the one who brought collective bargaining to the city of Fairbanks, because when the Public Employment Relations Act was passed in 1972, by the state legislature. Mm-hmm. It was a provision that cities could exempt themselves.
And opt Fairbanks, in or opt out. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, Fairbanks exempted itself. North Pole did. But once we were brought back under it, there was no escape. And your opponent is the one who voted for that. On September 12, 1983, she voted for Ordinance 4264, which removed our exemption to PARA.
Yep.
And we've paid for it ever since.
Okay. Randy does his homework.
As always, thank you, sir.
Yes, we've got another call, so we should move on here.
Bye.
All right, thanks a lot, Randy. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner, and who am I speaking with?
We're speaking with Eve here in Fairbanks, and I'd like to pass on to the both of you something that I've been very hungry for, namely recycling dumpsters placed in the parking lots of all our supermarkets and the big Costco and whatsoever. This is done in the country where I came from. It works very, very well. I'm very frustrated with the fact that we can't easily get rid of our plastics, cans, bottles, newspapers. Something to consider.
Yeah, you know, that Eve, that's a great idea. And I'm gonna write that down. Really?
I don't know which authorities to approach about this. Well, but it has been on my mind for years.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, and you know, you bring that up, and the recycling is through the Fairbanks North Star Borough. But as a mayor, and just being myself as a businessman, I can go to the owners of Safeway,
right,
Costco, Fred Meyer's, and say, this is what we want you to do. We want you to have recycling bin here, and then someone from the borough can come pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have a plastics,
mm-hmm,
you have a paper, cardboard,
mm-hmm,
and that's where you start. And that's a great idea, Eve.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on Problem Corner. And who am I speaking with?
Hey, guys. It's Brett Roderman here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to David. You know, early on in this election, I think he really set the tone for this thing. And I just really appreciate his comments on giving the candidates respect and time to voice their opinions. You know, I think it's okay that we disagree on certain things, but that doesn't mean that we need to have a scorched earth policy.
Yep.
Brett, you know, I'm very proud of the way all the candidates have been throughout this municipal election. It's been very fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, whenever I see you, you're talking about your background that you bring to business and what you do. You're not harping at your opponent of why she's wrong. You're highlighting your thoughts of what you would do with your experience. And I so liked and I respect that, and we all emulate that in this municipal election.
That's important.
Yeah, I think we're really setting a good tone here for what's coming up. I'm so worn out by the politics of scorched earth.
Yes, you know? Absolutely right.
I think we need to get back to discussion. You know, my wife and I were having an interesting discussion the other night, and, you know, I posed the question, like, how was this great nation built?
Right.
And if you really look back in history, it was built on discussion, and it was built on disagreement. And it's okay.
And compromise. Disagreement and compromise.
Yep.
It's compromise, you know. And it's just been really fun to run in this, even though I don't have a clue what I'm doing in all of this.
Well, you're doing it well.
It's all been civil. And anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, and I just thank you for setting the tone between you and Valerie. I think it just means a lot.
All right.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank
you. Good luck in your race, sir, and I'm voting for you.
All right, good. So we've come up on another break, so let's go to that. Let's hear from our sponsors that make this show happen. And stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, this is David Pruse, and I'm running to be your mayor. What do I bring as your mayor? I bring energy. The type of energy that gets Fairbanks natural gas sold to a new entity, and we go from 1,000 to 3,000 customers, totally changing the dynamics of energy in the interior. That type of energy that gets a Polaris building knocked down after it's been abandoned for 22 years and having the EPA pay for it. This is the energy that I bring. I'm running to be your mayor. Please vote for me, David Pruse, Tuesday, October 4th.
Paid for by David Pruse for city mayor. Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Arti-Grade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
Freeze your fat away without surgery or downtime with Cool Sculpting, an FDA-approved, non-surgical, cool way to treat muffin top, belly fat, bra, leg, and chin fat. The only Cool Sculpting in Interior Alaska is Solstice Medicine and Wellness. From your chin to your legs, don't just fight the fat, freeze it. Cool Sculpting makes fitting into your favorite fashions an attainable goal. You owe it to yourself to look your best. Call for your free consultation. Call Solstice Medicine and Wellness, 907-456-6334, 907-456-6334.
Hey Fairbanks, Les Nichols here, and I'm running for school board. I know you're wondering, when our school budgets are thin, what's the first thing we have to do? Is it raise taxes? Nope. Is it cut teachers? Absolutely not. The first step in the solution is simple. Get your local students back to our local schools. Each student that's enrolled in a North Star Borough Public School in the month of October ensures that our tax dollars are going to our public schools, our teachers, and our students. But now is the time. We have until October to show up for our public schools. I'm Les Nichols, and I'm running for school board. Follow me on Facebook at Les Nichols for School Board. Paid for by Les Nichols for School Board.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motor, home, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Highs level off around 51 today under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered showers. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tonight, 36. Cloudy skies expected. Mixed precipitation possible at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Okay, and we are back. Thank you for staying with us. In the studio with me is David Pruse, running for city mayor, and we've got about 15 minutes left. So if you want to call in, 458-8255, 458-TALK. And with that, David, let's continue on.
Okay. You know, we like to highlight the differences of a candidate. And I'll take a couple examples. You know, I've already brought up the – I look for a budget. What can you do from within the budget and rectify it to where you're not having more expenditures? And the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
The third ambulance.
Yes.
The CBA, what it did.
Yep.
Words matter in a contract.
It does. They do.
And you don't have to hire – four more EMTs.
Right.
You don't. And as mayor, I will not.
Right.
Well, guess what? This is on you, Fairbanks Firefighters Union. This one's on you. Let's rectify this for the health of Fairbanks.
Yes.
You have plenty of people already. Over the last 20 years, you've had the most growth in members. And I was the one who made sure your growth got funded last time.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also had the largest pay increases from the four collective bargaining units. So you've been well taken care of over the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then the issue came up for downtown. Maybe the visitors, the guests, the tourists were, you know, getting harassed.
Mm-hmm.
A couple occasions, yes, it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But my opponent's philosophy was hire private security and boost the bed tax,
mm-hmm,
to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And my philosophy, and they went with my philosophy, is no, have more police presence downtown like we used to have,
mm-hmm,
have more patrols. It cleans it up real fast. I live downtown. I work downtown. I walk my dog downtown. I've never been harassed. The issue that happened with the people on a bus is a very secluded item. Mm-hmm. It is not normal.
Right.
And so don't try and do something out of the norm to take care of it.
Right. We had, back when I was working in a restaurant down
there. Yeah, Star of the North.
Yeah, Star of the North. Yes. But we had police patrols, foot patrols downtown. Duke.
Duke. Lines. Oh, man.
Everybody remembers Duke that was here.
Yeah.
Big as a mountain and a nicest guy. You'll never find a better one.
He was. You know, the last thing you ever wanted to do as a kid was get him mad at you. You know, I'd rather have my parents mad at me, but not Duke.
Right.
It's something else. So.
But that was great. Just that he and others were downtown. They pretty much got to know everybody on a first name basis.
Yeah.
And if, you know, there were drunks and this and that, things happened. But when Duke showed up, shut up, sit down. And everybody shut up, sat down.
You know, another thing that I did throughout this campaign was I went to every forum.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed is, and filled out every questionnaire. That way, if you're left, right, or indifferent, guess what? You know what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of people who have not done that.
Mm-hmm.
Purposely did not go to forums, purposely did not fill out questionnaires for whatever reason. You know, I am what I am. Everyone knows what I am, how I think, how I react by being on the show. You also have been able to call into me with your thoughts, concerns, questions. And if I don't know the answer, I go try and find the answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if elected, I'll still continue that here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have direct access to snow plowing issues,
right.
And a guy who's responsible for those snow plowing issues.
Yes, right.
So, and I take on that burden.
Yeah.
And also, you know, my basis of politics is based on economics. It's how I've always been. If you look at my economics, what I've done for the city of Fairbanks Natural Gas,
mm-hmm.
I'm on the city council, and they have 1,000 customers. Their ownership is based out of Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and they raise rates across the board by one-third, one-third, one-third of their three entities, which is 19%.
Mm-hmm.
And I get mad.
You did?
Yeah, I get mad. So I'm thinking, okay, the city of Fairbanks needs to buy this. So I go talk with them, and I'm seeing the levels of everything. Oh, this is too sophisticated. We'd have to go into debt. City of Fairbanks will never approve this going into debt. And this was December 31st, 2014, mm-hmm. that I met Dan, mm-hmm. the manager.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving home about 3 in the afternoon, and I'm thinking to myself, hold it. We have to find a new entity that doesn't require a rate of return every year that's just more, that's fixed. So I think ADA, the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I give my brother Dan a call. He's a chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend 15 to 20 minutes talking to him about it, going through it. And he's asking me, why should we get involved? And I basically say, Dana, Fairbanks will never have natural gas. We'll never have a natural gas distribution as long as this company owns it because their business model is perfect. They're not going to expand it. They want 1,000 customers. They don't want to expand it at all. They're always going to get a rate of return that's more. You guys accept 6%.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say they were going to do it. They started taking a look at it. Then they have this thing called the 2013 Interior Energy Project that mm-hmm. they had a $200 million appropriation to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, David, this is perfect for us. We've never done anything in Fairbanks. We've done stuff in Seward, Kotzebue. Mm-hmm. We've never done anything for Fairbanks. We did something in Healy that directed to, but we've never done anything for Fairbanks. So this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was invited by the governor and ate it down when they unveiled it in March, and the legislature was in session. They were quite surprised. But I took a step back. Here's the idea. Here's the thought. You guys know this much better than I do. And they did it. And now we have 3,000 people hooked up to natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that little idea I had after saying City of Fairbanks can't own this.
Right.
But someone has to.
Somebody has to do it, yes. And yes, that is, you know, there's always criticism of everything. But in the end, That is going to help Fairbanks. That is necessary, especially for the core area to address the air quality problem.
And then you have your core area of Fairbanks. It's very fortunate. You know, I live downtown. I work downtown. And you say to yourself, you know, how do you revitalize the downtown? Well, if you take a look at it in a progressive step, it's been being revitalized for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. We have steam heat downtown and gas, your two most efficient, cheapest energy sources. You've had three new bridges constructed or redone. Mm-hmm. You've had 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Avenue streets redone with larger sidewalks. 5th and 6th Avenue get done. Mm-hmm. We're knocking down the Polaris building. You know, then you look at the newer buildings that are being built and remodels being done. And then you look at the new businesses that have come to the downtown area. It's being redone. Mm-hmm. Downtown is getting fun again. It really is.
Yes, it's starting to pick up. And that would really be a good thing.
But the function of the city is to give the core services, to give private ownership, tenants, residents, people who come down here, something to come down here for.
Yep. Make it worthwhile to pay the premium for being there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And that can be done, and that's something that if we look at it, we can figure that out. Yeah, so that's good. All right, let's see. What have we got? About 2 minutes left. Got to keep cracking
well,
the time.
Well, hey, we're a pretty good, you know, second string group here. Right.
Yeah.
Have you been enjoying yourself doing this?
I have been enjoying myself doing this. It's amazingly difficult to keep track. You get engaged in the conversation and you forget what you're supposed to be doing, running the board.
And every morning I come in and set up the board for you.
It's been a help, yes, indeed.
Yeah, it takes about a good, you know, 5 to 6 months to get your repetition, what you're doing, you're feeling comfortable.
Yep.
Yeah, but you've done an admirable job. Thank you.
And well, thank you.
No matter what, I'm going to be gone from about the 16th of October to the 24th. Oh. And I need a
stand-in.
I need a stand-in.
Yes. Understudy. That's the
term
of art.
No, you're past understudy now.
I see. Okay.
You're the relief pitcher.
Yeah.
By the way, how's your election going?
Well, it's going pretty good. I think.
Have you ever had an opponent?
No, I haven't. Much to my surprise, but hopefully
not mine.
Hopefully that's because people think I'm doing a good enough job, and there's no point in replacing him.
Well, there's that, and then there's you're doing a great job, and there's a demographics of voters and the person who would try to replace you, and there's futility associated with that.
That could be too. But anyway, no, that's been good. It's given me time to kind of focus on what I'm going to be doing in Juneau. Things to work on, details to take care of before you ever get down there. Hopefully we can meet, especially suggestion. We need to meet city, borough, city of North Pole, need to get together and have a common message as much as we can.
A united front.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you for the opportunity to be on here, Mike. Appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome, and we're hearing the music in the background, so this is going to come to an end. Thank you for listening.
We'll be back on here in different seats on Wednesday, me and you.
Indeed. Yes. And
thank you again.
Yep. Thanks again. Be sure and tune in. And remember, if it wasn't for everybody else being imperfect, then we'd just be average. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
A second U.S. landfall from Lisa Brady. Hurricane Ian hitting South Carolina as a Category 1 storm, landing in Georgetown between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, a region that already had heavy rain.